This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
La 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 la. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's pretty nice out. Looks nice. You know, it looks kind of foggy out there towards the coast. That's interesting.
There was,
it's very sunny.
Yeah, it was sunny earlier. And we had blue sky earlier. But there were, on my drive in, some stretches of fog. So that happens.
Yeah, it does. Especially on the really hot days. It's like you get sucked in. Odyssey's 11th annual We Can Survive concert. This is a big deal. All this week. Make sure you've got that free Odyssey app going. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3. If you do it for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day, you get a daily entry. And then you've got a chance to win a trip for two to Odyssey's We Can't Survive concert in New York. It's the end of this month. Round trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, a meet and greet with Benson Boone. It's pretty, pretty good. I saw this story, you know, Oasis, they're back together. Or
I'm a fan. Yeah, I know you're not, yeah, but I am.
I could care less like about them. But I get that a lot of people whose musical thoughts I respect do like Oasis, and I always think, why? But I'll give it to you. That's you're in good company.
Wonderwall.
Ugh.
What do you mean?
What a drone of a song. Oh, I hate that song. And I'm not saying I won't sing along if you're going to play it on guitar. I will. I'll do it. But do I ever need to hear any of their songs ever again? I do not.
You absolutely
do. But
you're
right to have your, you can, as many times as you want.
I cannot believe you just said that.
Hate
don't.
Them.
Can't stand don't.
Them. And I don't like either of their faces either. Both of them suck. Anyway, Oasis, they're great, people say. They are teasing some possible U.S. tour dates.
Unbelievable.
Next summer, if they make it that far, which, of course, now.
They will.
Yeah. At this age, maybe they are mature enough to be like, it's about the money. And they just do it. And maybe they've got two whole different camps. Like they come on the stage. There's a dividing line between them. Nobody crosses that. And then they're escorted by their people off into their
you
own
know what?
Personal campers.
Figure it out, boys.
Yeah.
Like you don't have forever.
Because all of us want to make the money off of this. All of us here in your tour, your stage hands and your travel and rig. So anyway, it looks like there's these UK shows that they're doing next summer. I think it's like July and August dates. And now there's some talk about September, October, maybe doing the US.
I hope they do.
Yeah. Buy the early shows. Those are the ones that are probably going to happen. I'm sure they'll make it, Vinny. God, they're great, aren't they? These two great brothers.
They are great.
Oh, so good. I agree. Oh, not whiny or nasally at all. Okay, so I got a little game for you here. This is just fun. If you visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, apparently you can hit this thing up called the Voice Your Choice kiosk. And it's a list, a very long list of people who aren't in the Rock Hall.
Okay.
Who are like amazing. A lot of these, I was very surprised by some. So it doesn't actually count like the Rock Hall's annual online vote does, where you get to, you know, there's like a there's a one vote thing that all the people vote and their vote counts as one vote for some act. But it has been said that the nominating committee keeps an eye on who the public is backing. So I had found this ranked list of the people who are on the Voice Your Choice kiosk. And some of these, I was like, yeah, some of these people absolutely should be in. So these are some of the top picks. So now we're gonna play it as a game. I'm going to give you four, and you're going to tell me which of them is in the Rock Hall.
Oh, is in already.
So you got to tell me this person is in the Rock Hall.
Okay.
Hold on, should I? Here, we're playing a game. There we go. Iron Maiden, Blink 182, The Sex Pistols, or Styx. One of them is in the Rock Hall.
I'm going to say it's Styx.
It's not Styx.
Who is it?
Well, here's what's left. Iron Maiden, Blink 182, and the Sex Pistols.
Well, I mean, I know why the Sex Pistols should be in, but if I, even with how much I love the Sex Pistols, it should be Iron Maiden.
I agree, but it isn't.
So it's Sex Pistols.
It is the Sex Pistols. Blink 182, also eligible, but not in. However, number one, number two, number three, Iron Maiden, Blink, Styx. They're the top choices at this Voice Your Choice.
Oh, okay.
So at some point, maybe they'll get in. I think Iron Maiden's been up for it a couple times.
Iron Maiden is an absolute. I could live without Styx being in there.
Next set of four. Weird Al Yankovic, Motley Crue, Weezer, Black Sabbath. Which is in already?
Black Sabbath.
That is correct. Four, five, and six, though, are Weird Al, Rock Hall. Really? Number five, Motley Crue. Number six, Weezer. Weezer should definitely be in at some point. Here's the next set. Boston, Pink, Blondie, Snoop Dogg. Which of them is already in?
Blondie.
That's correct. Blondie. Boston not in? What? I didn't know that. I would vote for them. They're number 7, 8, and 9. Pink and Snoop Dogg. Boston, Pink, Snoop Dogg, 7, 8, and 9 on this sort
Boston
of,
7.
Yes.
Okay.
On this sort of popular list. Here's your next set. Linkin Park, Alice in Chains, Jethro Tull, Metallica.
That's Jethro Tull, Bob.
Metallica.
Metallica's
is in?
In.
And Linkin Park, Alice in Chains, Jethro Tull, not.
Okay.
Which I thought was a funny question because just this morning we were talking about how they won best rock band or something.
Jethro just strikes me as one of those early classic rock bands that would have been in. But I absolutely Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Their library is thicker by far than any of the bands on that list.
So moving on down the list, four more. One of these is already in.
Okay.
Coldplay, Slipknot, The Stooges, Tool.
The Stooges are in.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Next four. Phil Collins as a solo artist. Missy Elliott, Fish, Soundgarden.
You know, I read, first of all, I saw a picture of Phil Collins and I was like, is he even still alive in this photo? Oof.
Mm.
And then the article was, he's prepping to put out new music.
Which is crazy because I hear that he really can't drum anymore. I mean,
no, he's not drumming.
Right.
No, but he did become
the voice
of a hit machine.
Yes.
With Genesis and by himself.
I will say so. He's a solo artist and he's in Genesis and he is in the Rock Hall in Genesis. So this is the question is Phil Collins as a solo artist, Missy Elliott, Fish, or Soundgarden. One of them is in.
Oh, one of them is in already.
Already.
Fish.
Phil Missy Collins, Missy Elliott, Fish, and Soundgarden.
I think it's Phil Collins.
It's Missy Elliott.
Are you serious?
I am serious. I am serial. And finally, this one's only three left.
Name a Missy Elliott hit.
Can't Stop the Rain. Okay. And couldn't give me some of that cinnamon.
Look at you go.
I like her. The Smiths, the Beastie Boys, the Cranberries. Who's in?
Smiths, Beastie Boys, Cranberries. Isn't there a fourth?
There isn't in this round. There were only two left.
Well, the Smiths should be in, but probably aren't. The Cranberries and who else?
The Beastie Boys.
It's the Beastie Boys
it
are in.
It is the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love them, by the way.
Oh, I know. I just thought it was just an interesting list. There's a lot of people that I'm like, oh, I would think for sure they would be in.
Well, there's, you know, I'm sure there's some politicking.
I'm sure.
And I'm sure that there are some other considerations when these names are put on a big list and they're trying to figure out who they can.
Well, and they only take a few. And then every year you get nominated the first year, say that you're eligible. And then you, a lot of people have been nominated a million times and just haven't made it in.
Well, the grind you hear from people is that, how's Missy Elliott rock?
I know.
But
there's a lot. I mean, rock is very broad. Like, you know, Dionne Warwick's in there, I think. As I was looking through. Hold
what?
On, let me make sure.
No, she's not.
I know. We'll find out. Is
we'll find out.
Dionne Warwick.
There's no way. There is no way.
The Rock Hall of Fame. Let's find out. She is in the
No.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Get out of here.
Hold on. She's won many awards, 6 Grammys, inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame, the Grammy Hall of Fame, the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Apollo Theater Walk of Fame.
Well, that's a politic thing.
There you
for
go.
Sure.
Dionne Warwick.
Her, I her think biggest I saw hit her is, this can you tell me the way to San Jose?
Do you know the way to San Jose? Ba, 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 da, ba,
and then she just became the psycho network.
I know. She's one of those psycho killers.
For many years, she was the face of that network.
Is she the one who's the aunt of
whose nose you can look right up?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That nose is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, what was the other question, though?
I'm trying to think. Like, Whitney Houston has some famous cousin or aunt or something. Is it Dionne Warwick?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know that.
I shouldn't have asked that question because I don't feel like looking it up.
Look it up.
No. Here's your next thing.
Oh.
Megan Thee Stallion is your 2024 MTV VMAs host. So this happened while we were out sick, and I just found it in my pile this morning, and I wanted to say, this is going to be great, because she's fascinating. It's happening September 11th, which is like, I don't know, like 1 week from today in New York City. This is her first ever award show hosting gig. She is nominated for 5 VMAs this year, including Best Collaboration with GloRilla, Best Hip Hop. She won in 2020 for Savage. And let's see. She has hosted SNL. She was a co-host for The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, but this will be her first award show.
I think that she's going to do great. And I think that she's made... Well, you just said it. She's hosted and done other things.
She's incredible.
She's clearly wants to be a bigger star than even her music will make her.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So
yeah, and
good.
She will be.
Yeah.
I just think she's great. I mean, I don't know about twerking, but I am like, wow, well, when it's done well, it does seem like a real talent.
The worst part of her story, without question, is we knew who she was 5 years before she, as far as I'm concerned, ever had a hit song.
Right.
And that's because that dude shot her in the feet.
Yep.
Who does that?
Tory
Get out
Lanez.
Of the car and dance. Mm. That's like the dumb joke from a Western movie.
And that they were supposedly friends.
I thought they dated.
I don't know. They were together that night, like hanging out, having a good old time. And he's all get out and dance. Yeah, that's not awesome. So Lenny
says, excuse me, Vinny, Missy Elliott is a national show. I like Missy Elliott.
Yeah, but rock. This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This wasn't about me not liking her.
Yeah.
Christina loves her.
It is sort of a broad category.
I hear a lot of Missy E, but I'm saying.
In reverse it.
By the way, 510 says, hi, Jane. Jane's not here yet, but I'll make sure she sees this. I would like to request a song. Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh my God, stop requesting that horrible band. They're terrible.
Betty Milpitas, listening on the Odyssey.
Some of the VMA performers, so again, this is a week from tonight. Wednesday, September 11th, there it is. It's Lenny Kravitz, Halsey, Blackpink, Blackpink's Lisa, and Benson Boone. They'll all be on stage. Let me see if there's anybody else here. I'm sure there'll be a zillion performers, but I don't have. Sabrina Carpenter, Camila Cabello, Chapel Roan, GloRilla, Katy Perry. Yeah, it's going to be a great show. So it's a week from tonight. Enjoy that. I hate award shows, so I won't watch it, but you enjoy
that. Yeah, you will. She'll watch it, everyone. Don't worry.
No, I won't. I'll watch the clips in the morning. And I won't be able to play any clips either, unless miraculously we have a producer by then. We might. Who knows?
We're double finger crossing here.
And my toes, too. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I've got some stuff for you, including the best and worst places to retire, Costco's membership going up.
Uh-oh.
Phoenix just set a new record, and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Here are some of the things we talked about on today's show that you can find on our Facebook page. Crazy foods from various stadiums around the country, plus the NFL sizzle reel.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice Voice Message on the Odyssey app. Alice at 97.3 now has Voice Message, a new feature on the Odyssey app that allows you to send us your thoughts in your own voice. So you might, for example, hit the button and say, that Vinny is my favorite guy in the whole wide world. I love him the very, very most.
You might.
You might.
Yeah.
We're super excited to hear what you have to say. So leave us a really nice voice message and then keep it on Alice to hear yourself telling Sarah and Vinny all your hopes and dreams or whatever. Hold on.
Whatever nice thing they said about Vinny.
Or whatever you can fit into a 60-second message. Just log into the Odyssey app, select Alice at 973, click the mic, and slurp away.
Delicious.
Okay. Here's what's happening. Hot today, hotter tomorrow, and still hot on Friday.
But less hot.
Less hot, but still hot. Mm. But we peak on Thursday. It is hot. Okay, so I got a bunch of stuff. I'm just going to try and get off my plate before we walk out of here. So let's begin with Phoenix.
The city.
Arizona.
Okay. Not
just
Fox.
Just hit the 100 straight days of 100 plus degree temperatures. 100 straight days of 100 plus degree temps. So.
That is just not. That's not livable.
Well, coming out of our weather report, right, there it is. You know, it's hot here, but is it 100 every day for a straight?
Maybe someday. Maybe, fingers crossed, someday.
I really hope not. Anyway, so Phoenix, congratulations. You are the winner of a new world record. Or not, but I mean, you know, still.
Yes, terrible. That's terrible.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, and I should have mentioned, and I didn't, that the NFL begins tomorrow. Baltimore at Kansas City, 5:20 on NBC.
NBC.
What's in and what is out?
Yeah, I won't know the answer to this.
This is for the kids.
Okay.
Nostalgic school supplies, denim, and sweatpants are in with students this year. What's out? Cell phones and leggings.
Cell phones. I don't believe you, children. I don't believe you.
Leggings are just those yoga pants, right?
I guess so. Yeah, leggings.
Leggings are out. Cell phones are out. Sweatpants.
Sure they are.
Denim and school supplies are
nostalgic
in.
Schools. What nostalgic you mean like schools. A trapper keeper?
Exactly like a trapper keeper. Like a Bic pen.
Funny.
The old school pen with the blue cap and the see-through.
You know, I had that word game, and the word I was trying to get you to guess was keeper, and I used trapper as one of the clues for it, and you can't believe how many people yelled at me, like, that's not a thing. Nobody knows about that. I'm like, okay.
Trapper keeper?
Yeah. What is a trapper keeper? I'm like, oh my God. Why don't you Google it? I don't know.
Wow, okay. What's old is new again with classics like Bic four-color pens and the TI-84.
I love those. Remember those?
What's the TI-84, though? I don't know that.
That sounds like a computer. But the pens, remember it had the four things you could depress the color that you wanted on the top. I loved those pens. You could write in green and blue.
They celebrated their 50th anniversary back in 2020, and they're celebrating a very popular year right now. The TI-84 debuted in 2004 following the brand's first graphing calculator.
Oh, it's a Texas Instruments calculator thing.
You got it. The Trapper Keeper, which had its heyday in the late 80s and early 90s, is staging a comeback.
Trapper Keeper. It's a valid thing.
Water bottle trends, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I do appreciate everyone's effort, my own included, so I'll pat myself on the back for getting water bottles and filling
reusable.
Them up and not walking around with plastic or even paper cups. I use a reusable for my coffee and a reusable. Okay.
I have a reusable water thing at my house.
That said, owning 200 of these is also wasteful.
Truthfully, that's the problem, is like everybody gives them as like a promotional thing now, or you just like they're just everywhere. And so now there's this just junk, enormous junk pile of these metal and plastic and glass water totes. And then you can never find the lid that you want for it.
That's true. Anyway, the Stanley cups are out.
Oh, yeah.
What? And
already?
Already. And Owala and Hydro Flask are in.
Hydro Flask has been in for a while, huh?
Yeah, this is Hydro Flask right here.
Yeah, I have smaller versions of that one.
I buy that brand because they were supporting pro surfing, and I want to support the brands that
support the things that you love.
Exactly.
Just like we want you to support our sponsors because they support the thing that you love, the Sarah and Vinny Show. Two thumbs up, buddy.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Thanks for teeing me up.
Sweatpants are the new leggings.
I love sweatpants. I really do. And sweatpants have become closer to leggings. Like, they're just sort of like a loose, a wider fit yoga pant that has some clinginess to it. I really like that kind of pant now.
Cell phone bands and clear backpacks. The clear backpack is, I know they want us to do that for concerts and stuff. Yeah. I hate it.
I hate it too. And the inside of a backpack gets so filthy and gross that now you're carrying around just like a bag that just looks dirty from the outside. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if you're just taking it to outside lands.
But to use it every day is
it's gross. Yeah. It's like all kinds of detritus down the bottom and just. Ugh.
Anyway, there's some of the stuff. Costco's first membership price hike in 7 years just went into effect. So if you are re-upping your membership, it's going to cost you a little more.
How much does it say?
The increase is $5.
Oh, well, that's
which isn't
the end
a
of the
lot,
world.
But you know,
still, I am using your store where I buy things.
Someone told me, and I don't know if it's true, that they don't really mark up a lot of the things you're buying, and that their profit margin is your membership.
Oh, how funny! You know, because they give you a check every year too for 1% of everything you've bought, so they have to have marked it up at least 1%.
I don't know. I mean, people could tell me anything and I'll turn right around and someone
That's
said.
True. I got a radio show. I got to say things the whole time. So I heard this one thing. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm just going to say it.
Someone wrote in yesterday, Vin's too loud, right?
Yes.
And I, of course, went right on the air with that. I read it and went, oh, I'm too loud. Jane goes, I was listening on the way in. You sound fine. You don't have to read everything they write. It's like, oh, that hurts.
You know, the problem is, here's a, I'm going to say this because Jane, here's the thing. Like, Jane can go through, she can be not on the air and read through the text and then say, oh, I'm going to select this text.
Right.
And this, oh, and let me find the other half of this text and put that together. And maybe I'll even cut and paste them into a little document that I'll read from. We can't do that. We're like doing it on the fly.
We're on, right.
Like, Vinny's reading that. Well, to try to be ready as I'm commenting on some story that he's quickly scanning through. So we just, you know, you just grab the one that seems like, well, that's not offensive. Nobody will be offended by that.
Speaking of things, I just switched over there.
Oh, no.
Because
No.
510 says, good luck producer shopping. Winky eye. We're working on it.
We're doing our best.
We're working on it.
We have some ideas.
There are things in motion.
They're just not moving fast enough.
No. Damn it. In the meantime, we're a little overwhelmed. Anyway, the best and worst places to retire, the five best cities for retirees, four of them are in Florida. No surprise. The other one is in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis, really?
But Orlando, Miami, Minneapolis, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale.
Is it just because there's no state income tax and tons of health care?
Yeah, isn't that
right? Living's easy.
Here, sure. What is that? God's waiting room.
Yeah,
isn't that what they say?
They do. I do like Florida, a certain times a year. But man, in the summer, like you literally can't go outside the house.
I wouldn't want to move there. Yeah. And I mean, if I would do what I have like to gardening. Do to make a living, so if that right. where the job was, then I'm going there. Go. But in the top 10 though, Casper, Wyoming, I'd go there over Florida.
And Wyoming? I don't even,
yeah, Wyoming. Hmm. Just the middle of nowhere.
Pretty harsh winters, yeah?
I don't know.
I don't know either, actually.
I don't know, but
Minneapolis though, that has some tough winters.
That is a brutal winter state.
Like they
Minnesota
have,
in general.
Just like covered and underground and pathways so you don't have to go out into the weather to go across the street.
But there are a few, as much as there's your Atlantas, your Vegases, there's Pittsburgh, PA. They're cold. Wilmington, Delaware. I'm pretty sure that's got to be cold, right?
Yeah, sure.
Denver, Colorado, cold. Madison, Wisconsin, cold.
Yeah.
So cold, you know.
Those must be states that have like good tax benefits, you know, no income tax or low income tax, or maybe some states, maybe they don't tax like Social Security or something.
The first California city on the list of best places to retire is
Eureka,
San Francisco, California.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Huh.
In at 36, San Francisco, California. San Diego comes in at 38. LA comes in at 45.
That's all very surprising.
It is very surprising. Long Beach, 56. Mm. Huntington Beach, 57.
Those are ritzy places, aren't they?
Well, Huntington Beach is a beach town. Long Beach, not so much, even though it's in the name. But Huntington is very much a beach town. Mm. Like, in fact, they consider themselves Surf City USA.
Oh. Surf City USA.
Anyway, there you go on the retirement thing. Right. Oh, let me get to the text. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510, Vinny is correct, except the cells are still in. Sorry about that. Yeah, cell phones. I mean, of course they are.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, I really can't, imagine. I mean, these kids are just, what, trying to be hilarious? Yeah, we're over cell phones. Are you, though?
My kiddo is wearing all my Esprit and Guess and overalls from the 90s.
Oh, my God.
New kids on the block, everybody.
Vintage clothing. Who hangs on to that stuff? That, you best be psyched.
My sophomore went old school this year with all Hello Kitty and Friends school supplies this year.
Friends?
Karopis. So cute. So nostalgic. Love y'all. Nikki.
I don't know what a Karopi is.
I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. Japanese stationery stores have the multicolor pens that you can arrange yourself and choose from a bunch of colors. It's awesome.
That does sound awesome. I mean, if you're into pens.
Let's see. Costco has about 128 million members. So $5 more for each membership will add up.
That will.
Nicely for them.
Yeah, that's.
Congratulations, Costco.
It's a lot of money. Half a bill. More.
All right. Oh, we're gonna tap out. We hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll check you back here on the day before Friday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.